a word for you from Luke 24, verse 17. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. It was actually, definitely, not the time to be sad, for this was post-resurrection. Jesus had risen. There were already stories from very believable men, like Peter, who claimed that the Lord had met him. And it was only after this experience of the two disciples on the way to Emmaus that they said, "Did not our hearts burn within us?" And then they said, "Indeed, Jesus has met with Peter." But when they were on the road together, they were looking sad. And they seemed to be pulling each other down, because while they walked together and discussed, for they were talking all the time, they seemed to only make each other more depressed as they talked about the terrible things that had happened to their Lord and how the whole of Jerusalem and all the leaders had gone against the Lord whom they loved, and then he had died and now his body has disappeared. Well, that had a grain of truth. His body was no longer there. You see, be very careful taking a half-truth and it becomes, in fact, a lie. Because anything without Jesus is not the truth. For Jesus said, "I am the truth." And here the "I am" came and walked with them. And even so, they were still blinded. They did not realize it was the Lord. Here was the risen Lord. Their hearts should have jumped for joy, but in fact, they were still depressed. The Lord rebuked them, and he said, "You slow of heart, little faith." In verse 25, "O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." These two disciples had the scriptures. It had clearly proclaimed what would happen to the Lord. And in fact, Jesus had on a few occasions already referred to the fact that he'd die and for 3 days be buried and then rise again. But they were blinded to that. Blinded by their own foolishness. Oh, may God save us from ourselves, from our own foolishness. Tinas sinobuwula obukhulu uma uJesu engekho enhlizweni. May the Lord help us that the Lord would open our eyes to see him.